It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I know I had a busy day today, and I can't figure out why. It isn't really much different than any other day that I've had. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. To join in the conversation, email to lmatthews@freedom969.com. You can find me on Facebook, and you can also find me on X profiles. Just look for Lee Matthews, two T's in Matthews, by the way. And you can make a communique that way if you like. I got a lot of people like to do things that way, and that's fine. In fact, I've got some of those to get to in the course of the program today. The bombings will continue until morale improves. But Trump has already said we are crippling Iran's ability to do anything. The possibility of capturing Karg Island still exists, which means we would completely seize their oil production. Yesterday, he was talking about a 20% toll or a 20% tax on ships that want to pass through the Strait of Hormuz as the United States will become the guardian of the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I had a couple of calls saying, well, Lee, why would we turn around and do what we were not going to let Iran do? Well, Iran was going to be, it was going to be a ransom, and it was going to be a lot more than 20%. For us, it was going to be, we need to incur some sort of compensation from the Gulf states who are spending nothing to defend the Strait of Hormuz, but have all of the benefits of the Strait of Hormuz because they get to export their fertilizers and their petroleum products through the Strait of Hormuz all they want, and they don't have to pay for anything because the United States is assuming the cost. Now, what did I tell you yesterday when I had people asking me, well, Lee, if we're going to do that, if we're going to charge a toll through the Strait of Hormuz, that makes us just as bad as Iran. No, we weren't going to charge a toll. We were charging them for protecting their ships from Iranian attacks. Because none of that oil comes to the United States anymore. Some of the fertilizer might goes to the United States as goes to other parts of the world and benefits Qatar, benefits Kuwait, benefits Iraq. And what did Trump do today? He backed off of that 20% number. And do you know why he backed off of that 20% number? Because the Gulf states came back and said, hey, we got a better idea. How about we take the 20% that you are wanting and we invest that in United States infrastructure, or we invest that in United States manufacturing? How about that? Would that work? And Trump said, yeah, that's a deal. What did I tell you? I told you yesterday, you never know what direction Trump is going in. Usually when Trump is doing something questionable and you're like, well, I don't understand why he's doing that, he's got an end game and he's not going to let you see what it is. He is a 3D chess player. That is for sure. He's already thinking five moves down the road. And so that's what happened today. And even I was just a little, I did not expect it to be that solution. But when he came up with that 20% number, I was saying, okay, this doesn't make sense to me. Kind of like when Trump wants a real estate deal and he comes into a municipality, say Detroit, and he comes to a blighted area of Detroit and says, I want to buy this whole city block and I want to develop it into something nice. And everybody's like, what the hell does he want to do that for? This is an awful part of town. Blah, 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 blah. But Trump might know that there's a manufacturer that wants to build manufacturing nearby. And then the demand for housing and the demand for business is going to triple overnight. He might know that, but you don't. So that happened today. That kept everybody busy. We had the swearing in of Lindsey Graham's sister. I don't think she's even buried her brother, but now she's officially been sworn in. And I think that is by design.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter? So help you God.
I do.
Some sound difficulties from the Senate sound people. And poor old Charles Grassley of Iowa, who I think is 92, no spring chicken himself. I don't know if he was struggling to breathe or see or what. Anyway, that was by design. They wanted to get that position filled as soon as possible with somebody who would continue with Lindsey Graham's vision, with Lindsey Graham's conservatism. So that happened today, about 2 o'clock our time. Your thoughts on that? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I'll also go over some of the other things strategically that happened in Iran, with Iran. The prime minister of Iraq was in, when I say in town, in Washington, D.C., talking to Trump in person. Believe you me, he is part of this Gulf States negotiation as well. When I say he, I mean the country of Iraq. Because to a certain extent, we're finally paying Iraq back for the investment they made and the investments that the Saudi Arabians and the Kuwaitis made to get us to get Saddam Hussein out of Iraq so that they could stabilize the region. There's some of that that is coming home to roost in all of this. It's taken that long, and it's taken someone with the kahunas to make it happen. So what do you think? 405-608-4377. What do you think of the toll that was and now doesn't seem to be of the Strait of Hormuz, the United States being the guardians of the Strait of Hormuz? 64 economists got Trump's economics wrong. We got some new data out today that not only shows the economy is growing and getting bigger and better, it is also showing that inflation is down 0.4% month over month. That is usually in the world of inflation, it never falls that fast. Okay? It usually takes 6-8 months for it to fall to that point. And so now year over year, it's down to 3.5% or something like that. Remember how we were told? Oh, my God. Trump's tariffs are going to wreck the economy. Trump's tariffs are going to cause inflation because they're going to pass that expense on to the customer. To which I said, well, yeah, they will, but it'll only be certain customers because I don't know about you. A lot of the stuff that has tariffs on it, I don't use. I don't buy a lot of French cognac. I don't buy a lot of dairy products from Canada. And if Democrats had any talking point at all going into the midterm elections, it is the word affordability. You've heard me attack this before. And there are some statistics out today from the state of New York that show that it's not working. Their affordability and their Democrat socialist attack on affordability is not working. And I'll explain why. Everybody knows the quote from Margaret Thatcher, problem with socialism is running out of other people's money. Well, the people that have the money in New York are leaving New York. That's it in a nutshell. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, another hit and run accident in Edmond with an e-bike, an electric bike. Are more regulations on the way for electric bikes? Because some of them can go pretty fast. And some of them have some pretty big wide tires because they can go faster than the average bicycle. And some of the people riding them, I mean, it's almost as though they're on a mini bike. And shouldn't they be as regulated as, say, a motorcycle would be? Should you have to take a test from the DMV like you would to learn to ride a motorcycle? All worth talking about today on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Dan writes, Lee, I love your show. I moved from Edmond to South Africa, where I was a missionary from 1990 to 2005. But I still listen and have listened to the station back to the old Todd Tucker days. Wow. I think these supporters of the LGBTQ don't understand what the B stands for. Bestiality. Actually, it's bisexual. But anyway, sex with animals. That's why some Muslims support them. Laughing out loud. Keep up the great work. Iran will never give up as long as its radical faction of Islam runs things. Not all factions are radicals, but this one is. And Dan, I agree. I agree. Not all factions of Islam are radical. This one is. And you even heard the president earlier today, or maybe it was yesterday, and I only heard the quote today. He was explaining the whole story. Basically, he was saying that the Memorandum of Understanding, the MOU, that turned out to be an MOUSE, that was a test. He was testing Iran to see if they could hold to an agreement, and they didn't. And he kind of anticipated that they wouldn't. But then he said, they're wired different. They're just wired different. And there may be no dealing with them. You know, when I first started in this career, we used to have consultants come to town and give us coaching sessions. And for the most part, I learned a lot from these guys because they knew more than I did. They had more experience than I did. They'd been around the country to see what worked and what didn't work. And I had one consultant, and I don't remember his name. Was it Mike Kanoshin, maybe? Anyway, you wouldn't know him. Anyway, he once told me, Lee, you got to understand, when you're dealing with people, 1 in 10 are absolutely insane. They're just out of their minds. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do to get them to see things your way. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do to convince them to listen to you. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do to please them. Nothing. So it's best to just move on and try not to get too cranked up about, I think maybe I had gotten some hate mail or something. And he was trying to coach me through, here's how you handle hate mail. Okay. And then ultimately he said, here's what you got to do. You got to give the guy credit because he knew where to send the mail. He knew to whom to send it, and he knew where to focus his hate, meaning he listened to you enough to know who you were. So the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. When you don't know at all, it doesn't make any difference to me. Okay, well, that's how you have to handle, and this is exactly, I think, what Trump is doing or having to do with Iraq. Okay, all right, you don't want to do things our way. We still can't allow you to have a nuclear weapon, so we are going to bomb the ever-living doggy doo-doo out of you. And we're going to do our best to make sure we don't wipe out any more of the 90 million people in your country than you have. I read earlier today that we had, what was it now? We had, they're starting to throw away their Korans. Is that what I saw? Many Iranians are throwing away their Korans because even they are sick and tired of all the Bravo Sierra when it comes to what their fundamentalist religion is making them do. Anyway, we'll continue the conversation. I'll go over some of the other things that happened in Iran today with the United States and the other things that are affected you, that will affect you. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. It doesn't seem to mean, it doesn't seem to matter what business you're talking about. That the more I read about customer satisfaction, the more I see these studies about people and their buying habits, the more I see one underlying distinguishing characteristic, and that is they want a personal touch. People are tired of the automation. They're tired of the push to this button and get this. They're tired of the click here for that. And you get all of that at Frontier Motors Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, because they still do it that way. They never changed. While the other auto dealers were bought up and swallowed up by big companies, Frontier Auto Group is still owned by the same people who were there when they were first paving the Route 66 where they are located. And as a courtesy to you, they personally offer and continue to support the community by offering and checking your vehicle if you've got a check engine light, low pressure tire pressure light, weak battery, whatever it may be, all absolutely complimentary. So they're just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy Tyler Robinson caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked, and you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
This is not a game. Everybody needs to understand. These crazy little mini Mom Donnies who are popping up all around the country, they are a danger to you and your family. This is not a game. If they promise you free stuff, there is far more beneath those promises that even some of these people do not understand themselves.
And they don't. They don't understand it. In fact, a little bit later on, I've got some information on what's happening in New York City since Mondami has taken over. And he keeps talking about how he's going to give away free this and free that, and how he's growing the population because Democratic socialists are moving into the metropolitan area. But guess who's moving out? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. And the latest on Iran, got those details coming up. But Richard is in Moore. Hi, Richard. Thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, man?
Guns for everybody.
Guns for everybody. 44, 45. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just had a comment about the Iran thing. We ought to tell them that we're going to go back and see if they want to go back to the negotiation table. If they say, then take Cargill in the next day, and then when they come back, says, I thought we were going to negotiate. Yeah, we did. We're using y'all's negotiation.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, that would work.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would kind of raise their head up.
Doesn't feel very good now, does it?
When you're there. Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah.
Don't like being treated like the infidel you are.
Yeah, I wonder what they thought about the Iraq guys. This was the prime minister, the new leader, visiting Donald Trump today in the White House.
I don't know that they've worried about that much at all. They really haven't messed with Iraq too much. And I also think one of the big things that Trump was trying to get across, he's trying to get the Iraqis to either disarm or motivate the Houthis to help him when it comes to Iran, because that northern region of Iran used to be the Houthis region until they were run out by Iran, and now they're in southern Iraq, mostly in refugee camps. And the United States armed them, hoping that they would then flow into Iran and help arm the citizens of Iran to overthrow the government. But they didn't do that.
Yeah, that sucks. My gosh, man. Yeah. Shoot. Looks like we're going to have to go in.
I don't think so. I don't think we will. I don't think we should. I think we can do everything we need to do without setting a foot on the shore.
Yeah. That's keeps our people from getting killed too.
Yeah.
So unless they're over here and they start over here, then they'll be started to do that.
No, they won't. They won't. They won't. Honestly, they won't. You know, everybody's giving them credit where credit is not due. Yeah, they were plotting to try to assassinate Trump. I don't think maybe with a law rocket shoulder fired they were going to try to do it, but wouldn't have succeeded much better than a slingshot. So.
Yeah. So, but. Anyway, hey, that's all I got, man. I got to get in here to Lowe's and get me electrical stuff. So, hey, have a great day.
All righty. You go right to it. And thanks a lot for listening on Freedom 96.9. U.S. Central Command said it completed at least another full five-hour wave of strikes against Iran last night. CENTCOM, under the direction of President Trump, said its forces will resume blockading maritime traffic, entering and exiting Iranian ports. Nobody else's. More than 50,000 U.S. servicemen are still deployed across the Middle East. Trump said that he's backed off the 20% fee on cargo because the Gulf states have come up with an alternative plan that will invest in business in the United States. Yeah, that's a better deal if you ask me. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Lee, David Stroud.
Hey, Dave, good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. I don't know if we legally can or why somebody hasn't already done this, but back in World War II, we dropped a little single-shot 45 caliber pistol to the French resistance and to the French people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been curious, you know, I've been hearing about us talking or, the news, the press, talking about, the possibility of an uprise or insurgence from the people and 50,000 have been slaughtered. Why haven't, or maybe we can't legally, or let me rephrase that, why hasn't someone dropped arms to the Iranians? And people will come back and say, well, the IRG will, they're not going to get all of them. And the IRG is already armed.
Mm-hmm.
So why not at least try to give them something or the opportunity to rise up?
In theory, it sounds like a good plan. I don't know in practicality. I would wonder the logistics of it because that's, there's 90 million people in that country, in that region. Does that mean we're going to have to drop 90 million guns and 90 million, and the comparable rounds of ammunition for them? And how do you do that stealthily so the IRGC doesn't get it?
We've done it in the past.
Well, I don't know that we had to do it on that scale, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe not.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. CNBC's latest quality of life rankings are sparking debate, with critics questioning why all 10 lowest-ranked states are Republican-led, despite continued population growth in many of them. Chipotle Mexican Grill is getting set to open its first restaurant in Mexico.
El guacamole es fresco hecho cada día.
Todos nuestros ingredientes son reales.
Doors will open Thursday in Nuevo León in partnership with Olsi, a leading restaurant operator in Latin America and Europe. Chipotle CEO Scott Boatwright says they're entering the country with deep respect for the culinary heritage, along with a belief that there's a strong interest in high-quality food that the establishment offers. The company currently operates more than 4,100 restaurants across the world.
Ingredientes real, con gente real.
Delicioso.
I'm Michael Kastner.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. The best cases leave the world a little better than they found it. We had a client whose doctor's office received a troubling test result. They never called him, never told him. And while that result set ignored, his cancer advanced to a stage that could have been caught, could have been treated, maybe even beaten. We took that case seriously. We held that institution to a higher standard. And when it was over, it wasn't just averted. They changed their policies and procedures so no other patient falls through their cracks the same way. That's what justice looks like. Not just compensation, but change. If you or a loved one have been harmed with a medical malpractice mistake, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City Public Schools have approved new start and end times for the upcoming school year, with district leaders saying the change is needed to comply with a new state law that requires 40 minutes of daily recess for elementary students. The adjustment adds 20 minutes to the school day for students at all grade levels. New times will take effect for the 2026-27 school year. OSU has surpassed the halfway mark in its $2 billion fundraising campaign, with officials announcing the Code Calls campaign has raised more than $1 billion since launching in late 2025. The money will support student scholarships in addition to academic programs and research initiatives. University leaders say the fundraising effort represents one of the most ambitious campaigns in school history. A new proposal in Congress could revive the debate over changing clocks twice a year. Some lawmakers continue pushing to make daylight saving time permanent, but a bipartisan bill called the Sunshine for Our Kids Act would instead make standard time permanent nationwide. Oklahoma's already approved permanent daylight saving time if federal law eventually allows it. Unless lawmakers act, clocks will still fall back this November. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most: your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at Health 65. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7x28 Freedom Seeds to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe. Live smart. Keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
64 leading economists got it wrong about Trump and Trump's economy. I've got the proof coming up as Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas early on, followed by partly cloudy skies and high humidity. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with occasional breeziness in the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. I had to get out of the way here for just a minute. The Terminix guys are spraying down the studio. Wouldn't want any roaches crawling in here and acting like some of the socialist Democrats wanting something for nothing. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Let's see here. President Trump said that Iran has been very much destabilized after being the burden on Iraq, and that U.S. oil companies are now entering Iraq at levels that have never been seen before. The president, speaking alongside Iraq's new prime minister, Ali al-Zaidi, at the White House, said Iran was a big burden on Iraq because they were the bully of the Middle East. But now they're not going to have that problem anymore because Iran has been very much destabilized. And really, their military power is just a tiny fraction of what it once was. He says we're not going to have a problem with them anymore. And he also says he thinks there is, in one sense, they're giving them freedom to do what they have to do. He also says he thinks it's one of the reasons that the oil companies are going into Iraq, not Iran, but Iraq, at levels that have never been seen before. And where, you know, they've got the oil, but they don't have a way to refine it or a way to export it. And so that's what our oil companies are going to help them do. Just like our pipeliners are showing the Qataris how to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. A new report from the National Association of Scholars finds that the general education requirements at many state universities across the country, including University of Oklahoma, require students to embrace progressive political ideology. 36 flagship public universities and 26 leading private universities, including a progressive ideology requirement, usually focused on identity politics ideology or the radical activist pedagogy of action civics, said David Randall and Angela Moreno in their report, The Ideological Capture of General Education. This does not surprise me. Now, you're saying, wait a minute. I thought Stitt signed a bill that said they have to get rid of DEI and wokeness on the campus of OU. Well, they're working around it using this. This isn't DEI. This isn't wokeness. We're just making sure that all students have a diverse world. That's all we're doing. University of Oklahoma, a report noted that all students are required to take Citizenship for a Diverse and Just World, plus additional coursework in one or more of those themes. Lived environments, sustainability, health and well-being, migration, mobility and immobility, number, nature, mind, origins and evolution, traditions, cultures and transformations. Does it make you want to send your kids to OU? Not me. Informally, much of the university's education is progressive ideology. In February 2023, Oklahoma public colleges reported spending at least $83.4 million on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And in both in programs and in personnel over the prior decade. Most of those expenditures included funding for drag queen performances, a program on fostering trans and non-binary resilience, and so-called anti-racist training and presentation of Black Jesus. Well, Jesus was probably brown because he was from the Middle East. I'm not that naive. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Our state universities are and tend to be the boiling cauldrons of liberalism. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Rudy writes, Lee, Democrats are worried Plattner may decide to force himself on the ballot in Maine the way he forced himself on his ex-girlfriend. Ooh. Ooh. More like this one. Yeah. Randy writes, Democrats are now having to add, have you ever been accused of rape to a questionnaire to be a candidate?
Ooh, yeah. Burn.
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation. So for me, the big answer of the day is Trump backing off the 20% when it comes to a toll in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, here's where I'm crossing hairs again with Gettner Drummond. Gettner Drummond says he inserted himself into the smelting operation that wants to build an Iona because he doesn't want there to be an Islamist-owned business setting up shop in Oklahoma. Well, it's not completely Islamist-owned. It is owned by United Arab Emirates, but they are our ally. And if we are going to continue to see prosperity in the Gulf region, we're going to have to make deals with some of these allies. And they're going to benefit our economy. They're going to benefit our state. So we really can't be that close-minded to us. Basically, here's how I'm taking that. Gettner Drummond wants to stop possible economic expansion of Oklahoma. And it's a region of Oklahoma that probably needs expansion. That whole region of eastern Oklahoma, which thus far has been mostly farmland and cattle, a lot of cattle raising out there, a lot of horse farms out there, but not as much as it used to be. And so if we say yes to the Gulf states and say, okay, we're not going to charge the 20% toll that we were talking about because you are going to invest in American businesses, cool. Now, what if that investment is expanding or building more refineries? Because that's one thing we need. What if that investment is in American shipping companies so that we can import and export the goods that we make? We can't be afraid to do that. I'd be more afraid of trying to make a deal with someone like an Iran at this point than Saudi Arabia or Qatar. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I really do believe these are some of the deals that Trump made when he went on that. You remember when he went on that Middle Eastern tour and it was country after country after country making great deals with these Gulf states in return for them to not be so radical? And they said, sure, we'll back off. Sure, no problem. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. 405-608-4377. Let's see. We'll get into that coming up. Oklahoma has made the list. CNBC has a new study out releasing its annual quality of life rankings, which exclusively placed conservative red states in all 10 spots of the worst places to live. Even as U.S. officials and census data show, some of those states are leading the nation in population growth. Here's what they did. CNBC ranked from the bottom 10 states: Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Missouri, Utah, Georgia, Louisiana, Indiana, Texas, and Tennessee. All 10 states are red states. But here's the criteria they used. When they measure quality of life, they use data on factors like crime rates, air quality, health care, availability of child care, inclusiveness of state laws, and reproductive rights. In other words, can you get an abortion? Now, that doesn't mean that the state of Oklahoma does not have the availability of child care. We do. But it probably does indicate that there are more people living in Oklahoma who would rather not use child care and raise their own children. So they don't utilize the child care. Just because you choose not to utilize child care doesn't mean that it's not available. And it also doesn't mean that your quality of life is low. The list is a subset of the CNBC annual America's Top States for Business study. To determine its life, health, and inclusion category, the outlet utilized criteria such as crime rates, air quality, health care, and how restrictive the abortion laws are. The metric also had factors of ideological policies explicitly penalizing states for lack of protection against discrimination and restrictive abortion laws. Now, when they say discrimination, they mean whether or not you let boys into girls' restrooms and vice versa. CNBC has been getting a lot of criticism as a result, and that's good. That means people are paying attention to these kinds of things. Online, one commenter said, some states offer exemplary quality of life, but these 10 states do not make the grade, said CNBC. CNBC just dropped their 2026 10 worst states to live in, and it's pure comedy, said Reverend Jordan Wells on X. Shocking, all the red conservative states, somehow California, New York, had the states with the highest taxes in the country and an insane cost of living and endless progressive policies, didn't crack the top 10. How is that? And you're right. So I, for one, am delighted to be on this list. How about you? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. And economists wildly missed the mark on the immediate impacts of Trump's economic policies, particularly inflation and gross domestic product. I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
It's John in Ponca City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you.
Just a little discussion on statistics today.
Yes.
Well, my father, besides two-time Big 8 champion and All-American wrestler at Oklahoma State, pardon OU, but golly, get over yourself. But you can make a statistic say whatever you want it to.
You can.
By how you ask the question.
Yes.
Okay, well, if it's important to the criteria that you murder babies and that you let criminals out of prison for justice reform or whatever you want to call it, then you get a high rating. Well, the rest of the country looks at that as like, you guys are stupid.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with polls, is that they don't consider the criteria. And I really appreciate you laying out what criteria they used, because...
Well, whenever I see these things, John, that's the first thing I think, all right, how did they get this information? What questions did they ask? Because I've had to do this a lot, and I've had to go through a lot in my career. Now, it all started with, I had a whole class in statistics when I was in college, and the very first day, and it was taught by a grad student. So that shows you what a priority it was for the university that I went to. Oh, we're just going to grad student to teach this piece of crap class. anyway.
Mine was hard at Oklahoma State.
What you described is the first thing I learned. Oh, well, you can manipulate statistics to say anything you want. Then,
that's exactly right.
Then I was working at a music radio station, and they wanted to do what they called music testing. And what they do with music testing is they get a bunch of people, they invite a bunch of people to participate, and if they agree, they have to go to an auditorium, and they're given a form, and they're fed and given a little booze, and and then they play the hooks from certain songs, and then the hook, there's the chorus, okay? Then the people are asked to judge the criteria in four ways. Do you find the song familiar? If you find it familiar, do you want to hear the whole song? If you want to hear the whole song, would you want to hear it again? And then finally, if you don't want to hear it again, how much, you know, if you don't want to hear it again, to what degree? Is what they call the burn factor. So if you didn't find the song familiar, that was not important to us in the radio business because we don't want to play songs that people don't find familiar.
All right.
Okay.
I'm a music buff.
Yeah. If you find the song familiar, we need to know to what degree you find it familiar so we can decide how often we should be playing it. Then we need to know if it has what's called the burn factor. And if it has a high burn factor, that means we don't need to play it a lot. We just need to play it a little. And if it's got a low burn factor, we can play it a lot. So I learned, okay, those questions all the, but then, and this was a light rock radio station, every song that came back was on the classic rock side. There's a lot of hard rocking tunes. And someone said, well, I don't understand why this is. I said, did you look at how the people who came in and took this test? They were all of this age group, and they were all the types of people you would see at a biker's bar.
Demographic.
The demographic was wrong. I said, we should not have gone with this company. This company that did this music test should have filtered out and had a better sample of the people that they were going to have judge this music. So we basically wasted our money. We wasted how many? I don't know, $80,000, $100,000 on that damn study.
Well, and if you don't have a good sample, it's like if you look at national polls, well, who'd you call?
Yeah.
They don't call me.
No. They don't call anybody anymore because nobody has a landline telephone. Okay, and then when you did have a landline telephone, how many people had the patience to sit through a poll and answer all these goofy questions? Not very many.
I would, but I'm a politico, so
I am too. You know, but anyway, so that's where I learned how important not only the questions that are asked in a survey are important, but even more important is who are you asking?
The demographic. That's exactly right. That's fundamental. And how the question is asked.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say, well, do you think a woman should have the right to choose? Well, if you ask the question, well, should a woman be able to murder her baby?
Right.
The
marijuana legislation is a textbook example of that. You know where they got the answers to that survey? They went to the Tulsa State Fair and they went to the Oklahoma State Fair. Now, I'm not saying anything derogatory about the people who go to those fairs, but by and large, those are the types of people that want to get baked. So, of course, they wanted to legalize marijuana.
I went to college. I'm not against those people, but
I'm not either. But I'm just saying it's a matter of fact. Okay, there wasn't a lot of people between the ages of 35 and 64 who had disposable income. So you know,
right? Well, and it's Okies, so it's like, well,
yeah.
You want people to have the freedom to do that if they want to? Well, sure, I do.
I've gone way long on this, John. I got to move on. I'm sorry. I'm running out of time, but he always gets me talking. John does. 405-608-4377 for you to do the talking on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Did you ever need something and not know that you needed it? Well, I can tell you whether you think you need Medicare or not, you do need it. Because you've worked for it and you have it coming, especially if you were born in 1961, probably getting a lot of phone calls and emails and snail mails and texts about it anyway. So you make the phone call. You stay out in front of this thing, and you make sure you get taken care of with the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They'll come out, talk things over with you in person, you know, the old-fashioned way. And then they will make sure that you are signed up and go through that rigmarole that you got to go through when it comes to Medicare and that you get everything you got coming to you. And if there's some blanks along the way, they know how to fill in those blanks. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They'll put together a plan that'll work for you. So call 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
The way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up. Bag it up. Okay. I like the way you work it.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The bombings will continue until morale improves. 64 economists got Trump's economics wrong. I'm getting into that. If the Democrats have any talking point at all, it's affordability and why that is a big myth. Coming up, and your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, L. Matthews at freedom969.com. I'm going to be live at H&H Shooting Sports this Friday from 4 to 7. Make sure to join me as they have their spring extravaganza. Lots of factory reps, lots of great deals, and lots of great guns to look at and even take out under the range and shoot. That's this coming Friday, 4 to 7.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A crash near Lake Hefner has claimed one life and seriously injured another. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. If you drive a BMW, you may be taking it to the dealer soon.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the German automaker is recalling more than 29,000 BMWs in the U.S. due to an issue that can increase the risk of a fire. The problem is the engine starter, which may corrode. That could cause the vehicle to overheat or short circuit and catch fire. Included in the recall are BMW 530e X-Drives and 740 LE X-Drives, along with certain iPerformance vehicles. I'm Daria Albinger.
Today, an American astronaut will blast off from Russia to begin an 8-month mission living in orbit.
The launch for Anil Menon comes amid reports of cracks and leaks on the aging International Space Station. Menon says he's seen NASA and Russian engineers troubleshoot the issue side by side.
And they take it very seriously. So I know that I'm in good hands. And we are trying our best to figure out the best forward resolution to the problem.
It's the first mission for Menon, who is a medical doctor and Space Force colonel. It will be among the last crew expeditions as the ISS is set to retire in 2030. I'm Rory O'Neill.
By April of next year, the Denver nightlife scene could look a bit different.
The Denver City Council passed the ordinance by a 9-1 vote, moving it forward and getting bars and other venues one step closer to staying open until 4 a.m. A second reading and the mayor's signature are still needed, so if it does pass, it will update regulations for the first time in 4 decades and eliminate mandatory public license hearings. It will also cut the license required for entertainment venues from 14 to 3. This covers limited entertainment venues like dance halls, nightclub entertainment businesses, and adult entertainment businesses. This doesn't change the rule about the 2 a.m. cutoff for serving alcohol, though. I'm Carrie Mack.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
President Trump now.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A deadly head-on crash near Lake Hefner claimed one life and seriously injured another Monday morning. Police say a vehicle crossed the center line on West Hefner Road near North Meridian and collided with an oncoming car. The driver who crossed the center line died at the scene, and the other driver was taken to a hospital and remains in critical condition. No names have been released, and the investigation continues. Two OKC firefighters suffered minor injuries while battling a 3-alarm apartment fire late Monday night. Crews responded to the Summer Oaks apartments and found heavy fire in 2 separate buildings. All residents were safely evacuated, and no injuries have been reported. Fire officials say multiple points of origin were discovered, and arson hasn't been ruled out. The injuries occurred while firefighters were battling the blaze, and investigators continue to examine the cause behind the blaze. Epic Charter School says it strengthened its financial position following a state audit earlier this year. Officials say the district has implemented new budgeting procedures and financial controls in response to recommendations from auditors. District officials say the changes demonstrate a commitment to transparency and accountability moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain, whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica. You deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
If Democrats have any talking point going into the midterms, it's affordability. But I will explain just how that is a myth as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas early on, followed by partly cloudy skies and high humidity. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with occasional breeziness in the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
the new 96.9. We're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Ponca City to Hinton, from Stillwater to Tuttle, and from Blanchard to Perry. More power means more towns in Oklahoma stay informed about the issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Let's reset the scene just a little bit. The bombings will continue in Iran, and that includes right now, until morale improves. That said, Trump is still vowing to be the guardian of the Strait of Hormuz, and he's backed off of his 20% tax or fee for people who want to go through the Strait of Hormuz. We talked a little about that yesterday. I was a little uneasy about it because, okay, why are we doing what we weren't going to allow Iran to do? And something in the back of my mind said, there's a secondary protocol going on here. There's a secondary motivation going on. And as it turns out, that's what it was. Because I think what Trump was trying to communicate to the Gulf states was, you need to pay us for doing all of this for you. If we're going to keep this Strait of Hormuz open, it's got to be a cooperative effort. It can't just be the United States. And so Saudi Arabia and Qatar and some of the other Gulf states have stepped up and said, you know what? How about we invest in some of the businesses in the United States and help keep them going and keep manufacturing going and keep would that work? Yeah, that will work. And so Trump has backed off the 20% today. And some numbers came out today that show that economists were wildly missing the mark on some of the impacts of Trump's economic policies, particularly inflation and gross domestic product growth. While models predicted that a massive global tariff and trade barriers would cause devastating stagflation, supply chain reorganizations, business margin absorption, and other pro-growth elements allowed the economy to defy these pessimistic forecasts. Mainstream economic consensus predicted that Trump's aggressive tariffs would immediately trigger widespread consumer inflation and significantly slow GDP. It didn't. Goldman Sachs economists estimated the U.S. business absorbed over half of the tariff costs into their profit margins rather than passing them on to the consumers. Supply chain shifts. Many importers anticipated the tariffs and accelerated shipments to build up inventories, cushioning the initial price shock. Even though trade wars acted as an economic drag, other pro-growth components like tax cuts, deregulation, and the artificial intelligence boom have compensated for inflationary pressures to help consumer spending maintain a strong pace. They were wrong. They got all those aspects wrong. A major reason for economic forecasts falling short is that the policies, as implemented, differed slightly from the initial doomsday models. Actual versus promised. Many initial predictions were based on Liberation Day tariff proposals that were never fully realized. Through exemptions, trade deals, and thresholds, and there were a lot of them. There were a lot of them that we, you know, one day Trump would say, yeah, I'm going to really sock it to him, and the next day he wouldn't. And so a lot of people were not, you really had to take notes to know what was going on. The actual effective tariff rates that companies paid were often much lower than the nominal rates. And some models relied on tariff math and methodology errors that grossly exaggerated the immediate impact on global trade. Why? Well, because they were made up by people who didn't want to see Trump succeed. But he has. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377. There was a lot in that, I know, that probably was gobbledygook to you. The basic premise of the whole article is, everything that the economists really tried to dig deep down into to find that would not make this work didn't happen. And it did work, and it worked just like Trump said it would. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. One gun that's been in the news a lot lately is Glock, because some idiot somewhere tried to make it look like all you got to do is make a small alteration to turn your Glock pistol into a fully automatic. And no, that's not exactly what's going on there. But I will tell you that Glock, in response, is coming up with second and third generations of their pistols to combat that. And you can see this entire new generation of pistols this coming Friday and Saturday at H&H Shooting Sports, part of the Summer Expo, where they will have factory reps from all the major manufacturers there set up with tables. They can show you the new guns. You can get a chance to meet the reps and actually fire the new guns and see what you like. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend, Friday and Saturday, at H&H Shooting Sports. Their Summer Expo. I'm going to be there broadcasting live, so I'd like to see you in person. Come by and see me between 4 and 7. H&H Shooting Sports, the biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo. That's this Friday and Saturday. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather Forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, low 71. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 89. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of showers with a low of 70. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 89. 91 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. If Democrats have any talking point at all, it's affordability. And now we're learning that that is quite a myth. New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani keeps pledging free stuff for people of New York, trying to attract more young, progressive Democrat socialists like him to New York. The problem is, he keeps planning to charge all of that free stuff. The people he is planning on, I'm going to sock it to the rich. You know, they just need to pay a little bit more of their fair share. Well, guess what they're doing? They're leaving. New York is losing some of its wealthiest residents, and the state budget is feeling it. A new study by the Citizen Budget Commission has found that New York saw a dramatic exodus of millionaires in recent years, leading to an estimated $11 billion in lost tax revenue. The millionaires are now taking their business to other states. Florida and Texas are emerging as the biggest beneficiaries. Those states that have no state income tax? Hello? Don't you know that that's why gubernatorial candidates are talking about removing our state income tax? Because that's what it does. It encourages businesses to come to our state. It makes them especially attractive to wealthy filers looking to reduce their tax bill. Notably, the report comes with renewed debates over New York's mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani's proposal to raise taxes on the wealthy. As per the study, New York's share of the nation's millionaires fell from 12.7% down to 8.7%, the steepest decline any state has seen. Now, that's the whole state, not just New York City, but most of the state of New York's budget goes to New York City. The number of millionaires in New York increased by about 34,000 during the period of 2010 to 2022. But since then, we've seen the numbers of millionaires in Florida, Texas, and California grow much faster. Now, I don't know about California, because everything I read about California is that they're leaving California for the same reason. New York's declining share of the high-income taxpayers is meaningful. Had New York maintained its share of the nation's millionaires over the past decade, personal income tax collections would have been substantially higher, said the analysis. The report also said that New York had lost more residents than any other state, as it had gained. The high taxes, the rising cost of living, driving migration. New York currently ranks last in competitiveness among U.S. states, according to Tax Foundation. Experts cited the report also blamed policies such as higher income taxes, expanded Medicaid spending, stricter rent regulations, and green energy mandates. Now, the green energy mandates don't have anything to do with it, but the migration does. And all of those people that flooded across the border and were given a cell phone and were given an ATM card and then told, all right, where do you want to go? They either went to New York or they went to California. Why? Because they were sanctuary cities. What did they do? They ended up soaking up all of the low-income housing, which, by the way, got rid of any room for anybody else who needed to use that low-income housing and drove up the value of that low-income housing to where, if you were low-income, you couldn't afford it. Well, then how did the people coming into New York afford it? Well, it was given to them because of their sanctuary status. 405-608-4377. You see why we don't want to do that here? Do you see why earlier today, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was warning of what can happen when you start allowing this to come into your state?
This is not a game. Everybody needs to understand. These crazy little mini Mamdanis who are popping up all around the country, they are a danger to you and your family. This is not a game. If they promise you free stuff, there is far more beneath those promises that even some of these people do not understand themselves.
No, they don't. And that's why they are so hooked on it. Oh, yeah, free stuff, free stuff, free stuff. Someone's going to pay for it. And it's either going to be paid for with higher taxes, or it's going to be paid for with a lower standard of living because nobody's around to pay for all this free stuff. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377. And tariffs were going to be the cause of inflation. The bombing of Iran was going to be the cause of inflation. But what do we see with some inflation numbers that came out today? That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. One thing I love about driving through small towns is when you can see a business that's clearly been in the same location for a long period of time. And I often wonder to myself, what's the story behind that business? Most of the time, it's a family-oriented business. And most of the time, it's been a business that the entire town has depended upon for a long time. And usually it's because that particular family or ownership has been taking care of the local customers for that long period of time. That is the story when it comes to Frontier Auto Group. I'm Lee Matthews. Frontier Auto Group, been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help to continue to support the community by offering to check the vehicle, your vehicle, if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, AC, if it's not doing what it used to do or should do. You know, kind of like they used to when you would pull into any gas station. Well, they never stopped at Frontier Auto Group. All at no charge, and they also do part of that with their regularly scheduled service visits. So, and it doesn't matter the make or model either. Come to Frontier Auto Group and El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, 405-262-3355.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your hump day Wednesday, a major fraud conference kicking off. What you need to know. And speaking of fraud, we'll be introducing a brand new segment every Wednesday. More details coming up on that. Plus, the news and headlines you might have missed while you slept. It all starts at 7 on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low 71, partly cloudy tomorrow, high 89, 30% chance of rain tomorrow night, low of 70, into Thursday, partly cloudy, high 89, 91 right now at Freedom 96.9. In the last half hour, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce and the, the House of the U.S. House of Representatives voted on legislation to make daylight saving time permanent. Okay, so we don't want to get too excited because it still has to go to the Senate. But I think the Senate is going to vote for it as well. This would basically lock the clock on daylight savings time, which is fine with me. I like having the extra daylight in the evening rather than in the morning. I don't mind the sun coming up a little late in the morning. But what do you think? 405-608-4377. Again, it's not permanent yet, but the House has voted on it. It now goes to the Senate, and if the Senate votes on it, it'll happen. And Oklahoma has already voted to go with that when the feds go with it. So your thoughts on that. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Steve is in Norman. Thank you for hanging on.
Hi, Lee. A few things. I personally like the daylight savings time change, but I understand it causes heart attacks. So just for that reason.
I always get a little depressed when we get off of daylight savings time because, see, then that means I'm going home and it's dark. See, because I get out of here about 7:30, almost 8 o'clock, and it's dark. Depresses
me. That's shucky, too.
Yeah.
But as far as the taxes, I was not an economics major. But even with my basic math skills, I think I'm still smarter than AOC.
But yes, you are.
I just don't understand. They're saying get rid of the grocery tax, get rid of income tax, get rid of property tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but where does the tax money come from to run the state? Because we know the politicians aren't going to take a pay cut, and we still have the same potholes to fill. So
yep.
I just don't know where that money's going to come from.
Well, if they get rid of all of that, Steve, what'll end up happening is they'll raise sales tax or gasoline tax. And they'll do so, and they'll do so under the guise of, well, the sales tax, that's for people who are buying things. And it doesn't affect poor people because poor people don't have to buy things. Then on the other side of the argument, it would be, well, but poor people do have to buy food. So if you raise sales taxes, you're raising the sales tax on food. So then someone will step in and say, well, then if you make under a certain amount, you shouldn't have to pay taxes on food. And so on and so forth. And then somebody else will say, well, wait a minute. If you've got SNAP benefits, you don't pay that anyway. And so on. So you got to pick your poison. I've been in states that didn't have any sales tax. Oregon did not have any sales tax. When you went in and you paid for something, whatever was on the price tag, that's what you paid. But they had a hell of a gasoline tax and a hell of a property tax.
There you go.
Yeah. So you got to decide all what right. you want. You got to decide what is the more fair tax. Now, for me, getting rid of the income tax and the states that have gotten rid of the income tax, Steve, they attract a lot of business and a lot of manufacturing. But you know where it ends up going? They end up raising property taxes. So, you know, the state of Texas has higher property taxes than we do. State of California really has high property taxes. State of Florida, extraordinary property taxes. And but they don't have a state income tax. Okay, so pick your poison. You're going to have it some way.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9. Now, I'm going to get on my property tax horse here for just a minute and say I don't have a problem with property taxes. I have a problem with property taxes after you've paid for the property. Once you've paid for the property is yours. The government should not get any more money out of you as a result. Same reason I don't believe in an inheritance tax. If I build up a small nest egg and I want to leave that to my nephew should not have to start divesting those assets in order to pay inheritance tax. That is the American dream. The American dream is to build your own world and then leave it to your heirs. So property taxes, after you've paid for the property and own the property, I find unconstitutional. And inheritance taxes, I believe, should be declared unconstitutional. But it goes back to people like this Mondami idiot. We think, well, that's good for the rich. That means the rich people are going to get richer and richer and richer and richer. No, they're not. No, they're not. But you shouldn't punish the heirs of somebody because somebody was smart with their money or good with their money or good at building things that are good for your fellow man. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lee, imagine a country so great that even those that hate it refuse to leave. Yep, that's about what we've got going on here on Freedom 96.9. On the way, tariffs. They were going to cause all kinds of inflation, yet we had some inflation numbers come out today. Guess what? That's not what they said. And your kids are going to love this new rule that was passed by the state school board earlier today. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A bipartisan bill to make daylight savings time permanent is moving forward in the House after clearing the Rules Committee. President Trump supports the measure, saying it would end the twice-yearly clock changes. Supporters cite economic and public safety benefits, while opponents argue permanent standard time would better support health and children's morning routines. Some Long Beach residents aren't happy about ads from an adult website that keep popping up in their neighborhood.
The bright colored ads placed near businesses and homes promote an adult hookup site offering adult fun. Several of them have been seen on the sides of parked trailers or on parked vans. Long Beach Councilmember Tanua Thresh and Took says her office has received nearly 100 complaints about the ads. The Long Beach Police Department says it knows about the ads and will take enforcement action when appropriate. That could include citing the owner or towing the trailers or vans if they're parked illegally. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. The best cases leave the world a little better than they found it. We had a client whose doctor's office received a troubling test result. They never called him, never told him. And while that result set ignored, his cancer advanced to a stage that could have been caught, could have been treated, maybe even beaten. We took that case seriously. We held that institution to a higher standard. And when it was over, it wasn't just a verdict. They changed their policies and procedures so no other patient falls through their cracks the same way. That's what justice looks like. Not just compensation, but change. If you or a loved one have been harmed with a medical malpractice mistake, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A deadly head-on crash near Lake Hefner claimed one life and seriously injured another Monday morning. Police say a vehicle crossed the center line on West Hefner Road near North Meridian and collided with an oncoming car. The driver who crossed the center line died at the scene, and the other driver was taken to a hospital and remains in critical condition. No names have been released, and the investigation continues. Two OKC firefighters suffered minor injuries while battling a three-alarm apartment fire late Monday night. Crews responded to the Summer Oaks apartments and found heavy fire in two separate buildings. All residents were safely evacuated and no injuries have been reported. Fire officials say multiple points of origin were discovered and arson hasn't been ruled out. The injuries occurred while firefighters were battling the blaze, and investigators continue to examine the cause behind the blaze. Epic Charter School says it strengthened its financial position following a state audit earlier this year. Officials say the district has implemented new budgeting procedures and financial controls in response to recommendations from auditors. District officials say the changes demonstrate a commitment to transparency and accountability moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Tariffs were going to ruin our economy. The bombing of Iran was going to plunge the world into a depression. The Trump economy was going to skyrocket inflation. Well, inflation is down again.
I'll tell you why as the drive continues from Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas early on, followed by partly cloudy skies and high humidity. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with occasional breeziness in the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
I really allow this administration to rig our democracy so that it would be hard for any Democrat in any state to win any election.
That was Elise Slotkin of Michigan admitting that they don't want to allow Republicans to pass the Save America Act, which would mean in federal elections, you would have to show an ID to register to vote and then show an ID to vote. Basically, she's admitting that Democrats will never win another election unless they have illegal voters. Elise Slotkin, I think she is a senator from Michigan. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. There are certain celebrities that everybody finds very, very attractive that I don't understand why they find them attractive. I can acknowledge that they are. I'll give you an example. Jennifer Garner, okay? She's a pretty woman, attractive woman, very bubbly, seems to have a very bubbly kind of personality. I don't find her attractive. Okay, and that's all right. It doesn't make her less attractive. It doesn't lower her acting. She's a great actress. I love watching her act, but she's just one of those. I don't really care about seeing in a bikini or anything. All right, and then on the other end of the spectrum, there are certain people that you would question that I do find attractive, and I don't know why. And Elise Slotkin's one of them. I don't know if it's that librarian look she's got going on or what. But now, if I were in a room with her and watching her make a speech like that, I'd want to throw my beer bottle at her. I probably would, because she's an on-fire liberal. So don't get me wrong. But I don't know. It's just something. It's one of those weird things. You know, I probably could do a whole show on that. You know, okay, George Clooney on the other end of the spectrum. I get why women like George Clooney. Got the dark eyes, the dark hair, got that asymmetrical face. Why the chicks go after? Kirk Douglas, he never struck me as being particularly handsome. But, you know, I'm a guy. What do I know? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name?
Tom, Midwest City, if it's me.
Hey, how you doing? Tom?
Yes.
All right. Good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah. So we live in a dangerous country right now with all the protests and all the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Donald Trump could make the federal polling places federalized. Oh, and you'd have to show an ID to go in a federal building.
Well, you won't have to do that if they pass the Save America Act. It won't make every state require you to show an ID to vote in the regional and local and state elections, but in the federal elections, it will. Because the Constitution specifically states, without question, that the voting rules are up to the states.
Yeah, but if they don't pass it, can he make the polling places federal? Then they would have to show one to go in.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would stand up to a constitutional challenge.
Okay, yeah. I was just trying to get around it.
No, I know. You're thinking, and I'm glad you are, Tom, in Midwest City. Thank you for listening in to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Tom writes, Lee, there's an idea that exists in the mind of most anti-gunners, and that's the fact that they're not really anti-gun, they're anti-you having a gun. They're fine with guns that are in the hands of the police, even if they also want to defund the police and banish them into historical obscurity. Yes, the cognitive dissonance would be painful if they recognized that the two ideas are contradictory. Thank you, Tom. I agree with you. There is a central anti-gunner pledge or anti-gunner idea. Yeah, I'm for guns, but I'm for guns that only people who are really, really well trained to use them can use them. Well, you know what? There's a lot of criminals that aren't very well trained that are using guns, and they have access to the guns. So I want access to whatever the bad guys have access to. 405-608-4377. Your kids are not going to like what was passed by the Oklahoma Public Schools today on Freedom 96.9. That's coming up next. You know, one of the things that the Well-Preserved Advisory Group likes to do is stay connected to the community, whether it's participating in the Walk to End Alzheimer's, whether it's Santa Market, or one of the other many other things that are going on to benefit you and your lifestyle. And they think that's part of what they're here to do, to give back to the community. They're also here to make sure you are set up and ready to go when it comes to Medicare. And if you're eligible, you'll know, because A, you were born in 1961. B, you're getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts and even crap in your mailbox. Don't be confused. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group and they'll walk you through everything. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. And chances are they are participating in or supporting a charity that is near and dear to you as well. The team at Well-Preserved, they can put together a plan that'll work for you and do so right here in Oklahoma. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisor Group, 405-848-5790.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Partly cloudy, low 71. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 89. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of rain and a low of 70. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 89. It's 91 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Oklahoma City Public Schools unanimously approved changes yesterday to its bell schedules, extending the school day by 20 minutes across the district. Your kids are not going to like that one bit. Nope. The adjustment is intended to meet Senate Bill 1481, which took effect on July 1, requiring public schools to provide students a full day of kindergarten through fifth grade with 40 minutes of supervised, unstructured recess each day as a condition of accreditation. Wish I had 40 minutes of unsupervised, unstructured recess. Lunch and physical education do not count towards the requirement, and recess may not be withheld as punishment. Tell that to my sixth grade teacher who constantly used that tool. District leaders say they evaluated several options, including restructuring the school day to fit the additional recess without extending instructional hours. Ultimately, they determined adding time to the school day would preserve the instructional time while exceeding the state's minimum annual instruction requirement of 1,086 hours. Officials said the approved calendar will provide about 1,118 instructional hours, leaving room for five built-in snow days. They said adding only the minimum amount of time needed would have eliminated that flexibility. So, more recess. Good thing? What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, Lee Matthews at Freedom, L. Matthews at Freedom969.com. Eric writes, wow, New Yorkers are stunned after a major new report just found that New York City has hemorrhaged $11 billion in lost tax revenue across 1 year. Lee, you were reading that story earlier today, and this has caused an exodus of millionaires. The same people Ugandan commie mayor Mamdani is actively pushing out as we speak with draconian policies. New York City is cooking itself because it elected a third world scammer. It'll only get worse. New York's declining share of high income taxpayers has meaningful consequences. You're right, Eric, but you know what? New York City goes through these things all the time. They go through these ebbs and flows, and they're always very, very drastic. I want to say the last time this happened, who was it that was the predecessor to Giuliani? When Giuliani took over, New York City was a toilet. And he started by cleaning up Times Square. That was his big cause celeb. And he cleaned up Times Square, and he started inviting businesses into Times Square, and he turned it into what it was once upon a time. And I think it still is. I don't know that it's degraded back to, but it won't take long under my thumb. So that's what ends up happening. Okay? It's the old adage of hard times make great leaders. Great leaders make soft people. Soft people make hard times. And that seems to be what's going on now. What do you think? 405-608-4377, Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. This is Elaine.
Hello, Elaine. In Norman. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I was calling about the recess time. Yeah, a lot about the recess bill I really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter that was super ADHD.
Yeah.
And my kids went to school outside of Oklahoma. We were up in the Northeast, thank goodness,
uh-huh.
They got an actual education. But anyway, but the teachers did tend to, as punishment, they would keep her in from recess.
Yeah.
As punishment and have her do things like sit in a desk.
Yeah.
And not be allowed to read or do anything. Just
yeah.
Sit. Yeah, and for a kid that has ADHD, that was the ultimate torture.
I get it,
and,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was ridiculous. So if they're making it so that they can't do that specifically anymore, man, I am all for it, because there were some kids that really went through hell with that. But somehow I had a feeling that they'll end up doing it anyway, because we had, the teacher plan even,
mm-hmm.
where they weren't allowed to do that, and they did it anyway.
Yeah.
They would do it anyway all the time. All of these plans, they don't really amount to a hill of beans when it comes to the teachers actually have control of the classrooms. They're going to do whatever they want.
Well, and what I was reading was for Oklahoma City only, so I don't know that that would apply to Norman. I don't know that it applies to Moore. I don't know if it applies to any of the other school districts other than Oklahoma City School District.
Well, it's kind of useless if it doesn't apply to all of Oklahoma.
I agree. And the other thing is, I think they've seen psychological studies that, and maybe it has something to do with the fact that we are living in a digital world and more kids are exposed to digital things that make their attention spans a lot less. But I think what they're finding is that the kids need a break where they can just get away from it for a few minutes. And I don't blame them, because I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of a lot of things that one of the reps around here is for, but he is definitely Jacob Rosecrant,
mm-hmm.
and he's definitely been pushing for more time for the kids to have on recess, and all of the things that I've read about too were exactly the same. And they need time in recess without their cell phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is another biggie. I think they're kind of, you know, it's a learning
Well,
thing,
and that's and
know?
That's covered in the bell
when we were kids,
the bell to bell rule. That's the covered in the bell to bell rule. So, I think the cell phones will still stay in the little pouch that they're supposed to put them in when they get to school. And not to be pulled out unless there's an emergency, and they won't be able to use them at recess. I think that's going to be the idea.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. I'm all for it. Yeah. And the extra 20 minutes a day, I mean, it's a fair trade-off to me. I mean, I know the kids aren't going to like it, but whatever.
Yeah.
they're just going to have to. They really need the more school time, actually, because they're not pulling the grades. If the kids were really, really, if this was number two in the nation as far as education, I'd be like, no, they don't need more hours.
Yeah.
But our kids need more time in the classroom.
Elaine, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you.
And I'm glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Remember how they said all of the tariffs and all of the policies that Trump was initiating was going to cause more inflation? Didn't happen. We had some new numbers come out today on Freedom 96.9. That's coming up next. I saw an article today, and I don't know who sat down and did all this counting, but evidently there are 64 economists, advisors, and the kind of people who pay attention to the economy and pay attention to inflation. 64 of them got it wrong about Trump and Trump's economy. Trump's economy, even inflation numbers are out today. That's down 0.4, and that month over month is a record. 6 month is a record as well. And the stock market loves it. You know what else will love it? Your 401k or your IRA. Or whatever else your nest egg is rolled into. It's Lee Matthews. I'd like to invite you to call Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital, if you haven't already, and make sure that he is taking care of your assets like he's taking care of mine, because he keeps his ear to the ground on these kinds of things. He's also very good when it comes to, all right, nope, don't panic. All right, we're having some good times right now, but there will be some downtimes. And during the downtimes, you don't want to panic. He's very good at that. And he'll get to know you personally and also get to know what your goals are. 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and a PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 28 Freedom Seeds to go with the PR57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy, Tyler Robinson, caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked, and you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, low of 71, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 89, 30% chance of rain tomorrow night, down to 74, low into Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 89. Right now, it is 91 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So, if you remember, all of the things that were supposed to, all of the things that Trump was doing with the economy were supposed to cause even more inflation. Well, we got some new numbers out today, and inflation has cooled unexpectedly in June, falling to an annual rate of 3.5%. That's down from 4.2% in May. Consumer price index dropped to 0.4% over the month, driven largely by a decrease in gasoline prices.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Yep.
How fun.
Wait a minute. The gas prices were supposed to go up because we were bombing Iran. Remember? While this marked the largest single month price drop since 2020, the relief may be temporary, but the recent collapse of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire has sent global oil prices up again just a bit. But a lot of that has been tapped down by the fact that Trump is keeping the Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz open. 405-608-4377. And the liberals are all just going, "Arr." Everything he does, everything he tries, it keeps working. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. We've been hearing a lot about this cyclosporiasis. It's causing some stomach trouble across the country. It hasn't been a big problem in Oklahoma, but we have received a couple of cases. I was going to get into that. Also, the CDC is starting to narrow down where it came from. And you'll never guess what state it did come from. So that's coming up. Another hit and run reported with an electric bike in Edmond. I don't know what it is with that. And electric bikes. Start regulating those even more. Maybe like motorcycles. I don't know. But that's coming up too on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Friday, I'm going to be broadcasting from H&H Shooting Sports. Make sure to join me from 4 to 7. On location, H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian. They're going to be having their big summer extravaganza, and they will have tables full of factory reps all over the store. door prizes and some in-store specials that you can only get if you come and see me in person at H&H Shooting Sports. Friday, 4 to 7, Freedom 96.9.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. One person in critical condition after a motorcycle crash Monday. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The American Fitness Index shows Oklahoma City and Memphis ranking as the nation's least fit cities in 2026.
Researchers say cities do score higher when residents have easy access to parks, trails, public transit, and opportunities for daily exercise. The report suggests investing in recreation infrastructure, encouraging active transportation, and reducing chronic diseases such as obesity and diabetes could help improve health outcomes and future rankings. Arlington, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Minneapolis nabbed the top three spots. I'm Monica Nelson.
A 40-foot-tall Trojan horse is in front of the AMC Lincoln Square Theater ahead of the Odyssey's New York City premiere today.
The wooden statue situated between West 67th and 68th Streets began going up last weekend ahead of the private red carpet film screening. The horse is part of Universal Pictures' Odyssey Trojan horse touring experience. The statue visited Arlington and Venice Beach before coming to New York City. The Odyssey will open in theaters across the country this Friday. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
Mick Jagger is sharing a piece of advice he received from John Lennon that he now regrets taking.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
During an appearance on SiriusXM's Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, the singer revealed that he never met Elvis Presley because Lennon warned him against it. Lennon met Presley alongside the rest of the Beatles in 1965 and was disappointed, and later told Jagger, "Never meet your heroes." The Rolling Stones frontman said, "It was really stupid of me, really," adding, "I'd love to have met Elvis." The interview comes just days after the Rolling Stones released their new album, Foreign Tongues. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are asking for the public's help identifying a man accused of stealing more than $1,000 worth of merchandise from a Lowe's store near I-240 in South Santa Fe Avenue. The same suspect is reportedly connected to similar thefts at Lowe's locations in both Texas and Oklahoma. Tips can be submitted anonymously, and surveillance images have been released on the OKCPD Facebook page. The investigation continues. One person is in critical condition after a motorcycle crash at Southeast 15th and Southeastern in Oklahoma City Monday afternoon. Police initially believed the crash was fatal, but later clarified the victim survived and remains hospitalized in critical condition. The crash remains under investigation. Applications are open for volunteers who want to help with the 2028 Summer Olympics events in Oklahoma City. Organizers say the city needs between 6,000 and 8,000 volunteers for canoe slalom and softball competitions. Volunteers must be at least 18 years old, speak English, and be available for 10 shifts. Officials are especially seeking people with multilingual abilities and medical experience. Applications remain open through January, and volunteer positions are unpaid. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663.
That's the number 2 McRoof.us, powered by RoofRX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The stomach virus we have been hearing so much about has appeared in Oklahoma. I'll tell you how to avoid it. Oh, and why are they increasing the school day? Your kids are going to be thrilled. Lee Matthews and The Drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas early on, followed by partly cloudy skies and high humidity. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with occasional breeziness in the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Let's reset the scene on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. First things first, the bombings will continue until morale improves, and that includes today. But what did happen today was the Iraqi prime minister came and visited with President Trump, and President Trump made a deal with the Iraqi prime minister. American refineries are going to be allowed to build in Iraq to help Iraq's oil industry thrive. Right under the nose of Iran. I love it. Here's the other thing that happened. Trump backed off the 20% tax rule that he was going to impose on ships that wanted to go through the Strait of Hormuz. And I always was a little uneasy with him saying that, that he wanted to tax all the ships that went through the Strait of Hormuz 20%. And if you'll recall, yesterday on this program, I had a couple of calls about it. People saying, hey, wait a minute, isn't this what we were trying to keep Iran from doing? And then why are we turning around and doing it? And I said, there's got to be something going on underneath the surface that we don't know about. What do you mean? Well, how about this? What are the Gulf states going to do to defend themselves against Iran attacks on the Strait of Hormuz? Ah, that's the question. Because it didn't sound like there was going to be much. The United States was going to absorb all of the brunt of the defense of the Strait of Hormuz. So Trump was wanting to make sure they understood that it's not going to be free. You're going to have to pay for it. Now, how is that different than Iran? Well, Iran basically was charging a ransom. You pay us what we tell you to pay us or we'll bomb the hell out of you. This would have been a set figure of 20%. That got the Gulf states thinking, hey, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way. And they did come up with a way. And they went to Trump and they said, hey, how about this? How about we invest, each of us, 20% in American business, 20% in American manufacturing? Would that work? And Trump said, sure, yeah, that'll work. Deal. And I really do believe that's what Trump wanted in the first place. He wasn't serious about charging these things 20%. He wanted to get their attention. We're taking all the brunt here and you're doing nothing. You're doing nothing but having us tell you where to shoot. You're doing nothing but having us giving you target coordinates. So what are you going to do to defend yourself? And so that's what one of the big events was today. 64 economists got Trump's economics completely wrong because we had some numbers come out today. Inflation is down. Gross domestic product is up. Affordability, up. Gas prices, down. The tariffs are being absorbed by the companies that make the products, or the companies have overmade products so that they have a glut of inventory that can then absorb the tariff cost, and therefore they don't have to raise the price on that good that much. And none of the economists ever saw that coming. So that's good economic news. We also got news that inflation is once again down, not only month over month, but year over year. Because that, too, was supposed to be eaten up by Trump's policies. If Democrats have any talking point at all, it's the word affordability. And there's a new report out of New York City that shows it's not working. Zoran Mandami's policies of charging the rich is doing nothing but chasing those rich out of New York City and to Florida and Texas. And they're taking their money with them. So Zoran Mandami's promise to all of these progressives in New York that they're going to get free this and free that, he's not going to be able to fulfill that promise. Meantime, $11 billion in taxes is being lost by the state of New York. And a lot of that is going to New York City, or was to have gone to New York City, and now it won't. So what we're seeing is the beginning of how Zoran Mandami's policies are not going to work. And neither will all those other communistic policies that we're hearing so much about.
This is not a game. Everybody needs to understand these crazy little mini Mandanis who are popping up all around the country, they are a danger to you and your family. This is not a game. If they promise you free stuff, there is far more beneath those promises that even some of these people do not understand themselves.
Also sworn in today was Lindsey Graham's sister. She was sworn in. Darlene Graham, by Chuck Grassley of Iowa.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter? So help you God.
I believe she is the first female senator to represent South Carolina. I also did a little digging over the weekend. She will not be allowed to run for the full-time office, so she is the interim senator, and she will fill out Lindsey Graham's position, but she will not be able to run again for that position. At least she'll have to sit out one term, probably. And then she can come back and run again if she wants. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my email address to send a direct message like Jacqueline, who writes, Republican South Carolina Governor Henry McAllister on Monday appointed the sister of the late Senator Lindsey Graham to fill his vacant Senate seat. Darlene Graham Norden, whom President Trump named as his preference, was sworn in earlier today, as we just said. Thank you, Jacqueline. South Carolina's Republican Party will hold a special primary election August 11 with a runoff on the 25th. If no candidate wins the majority, whoever captures the party nomination will then face Democrat Annie Andrews in November 3rd, the general election. Preliminary examination found that he died of aortic dissection due to arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Yes, Jacqueline. They used to call that hardening of the arteries. It's not really hardening of the arteries. What it is a weakening of the arteries, a lot of times due to high blood pressure. In fact, most of the time, that's what's going on. Now, I don't know if Lindsey Graham had high blood pressure and was on medication for it. But it is one of the risks of high blood pressure. That and stroke. Jacob writes, Lee, just an observation. Senator Lindsey Graham and actor John Ritter were both diagnosed with an aortic dissection. Ritter fell ill in 2003 while rehearsing on the TV set. Doctors initially believed he was having a heart attack, but the underlying aortic tear wasn't identified in time, and he passed away at just 54 years of age. His family later established the John Ritter Foundation to raise awareness about aortic disease. All politics aside, we're all human, and life matters. If there's one takeaway from stories like these, it's the importance of paying attention and getting checked when something doesn't seem right. An aortic dissection is a silent killer, and greater awareness can save lives. Jacob, thank you. You're right. You're right. You know, I had a similar thing happen recently. I was trimming a tree in the back of the Matthews Mansion, and I was being stubborn, and I had a ladder, but it wasn't a big enough ladder, and I didn't want to go and get the bigger ladder because I would have had to have walked around all the way to the front of the house and get the bigger ladder and then bring it all the way back and set it up, blah, blah, blah. I was using a pole saw, so I was on the very top rung of the ladder, stretching with the pole saw to cut this limb that I was just bound and determined to cut. And I was stretched with my neck all the way back as far as it could go, and I felt a little pang in the back of my neck. I thought, oh, ooh. Got the limb cut, got down off the ladder, nothing really hurting or bothering me. So I thought, okay, so much for that. I may have just stretched a tendon or something. Day later, I couldn't move my neck. I go to the doctor. He says, oh, you just pulled a muscle. Here's some muscle relaxers and some anti-inflammatories, and sent me on my way. About a week later, I'm still having a lot of neck pain and tingling in my elbows and my hands and fingers, and I know this isn't right. And so I get back in touch with my doctor. And he said, oh, it's probably nothing. Just don't. And I said, no, you don't understand. I know my body. I've run marathons before. I know when there's something not right, and this is not right. So he orders an MRI. And sure enough, I have, and thank goodness it wasn't more severe than it was, I have a bulging disc in between two of my vertebrae in my neck. So I still have some pain, and I still have some stiffness in my shoulders, and I still have to be very careful because if I overexert myself, it gets worse. And I'm still on anti-inflammatories, and I'm still on some muscle relaxers. So if you hear me talking like this, that's what that's all about. No, I don't. They're not that strong. They're not that strong. But anyway. And it's going to be about 12 weeks that I have to be on this stuff, and I have to be careful. But the moral of the story is, and Jacob, you brought this to mind when you wrote this, was that I knew what was going on. I knew that there was a problem. Now, the only other addition I would make to what Jacob said about getting things checked out when they're not right, well, also, you should be getting regular checkups anyway. And I know how that goes. I don't want to go to the check because the doctor's going to put me on blood pressure medicine. Well, good. Maybe you should be. I don't want to go to the doctor because he's going to probably give me something for my heart flutteration. Good. He should. I don't want to go to the doctor who's going to tell me to quit smoking and not drink as much. Good. Maybe you should. Thank you, Jacob, for the words of advice on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And speaking of health, a large number of psoriasis cases continue to rise across the country. This is the stomach bug we've been hearing. It's not even a bug. I guess it's a parasite. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that they are investigating the multi-state outbreak of the illness. Sources have not yet been identified, but they have found 843 domestically acquired cases across 31 states. A few have been creeping into Oklahoma. Now, this is not something that you can catch from somebody who is infected. It is usually, it's a parasite, and it's not spread person to person. It usually comes from food or drinking water that is contaminated with the parasite. Unlike some stomach illnesses, the parasite is not typically spread directly from person to person because it spends days and weeks before it actually becomes infectious. Symptoms begin about a week after infection, and it can include watery or explosive diarrhea, loss of appetite and weight loss, stomach cramps and bloating, nausea and vomiting, fatigue, low-grade fever. The CDC recommends washing your fruits and vegetables under running water before eating them. Also practice good hand hygiene, especially before preparing food. Wash your hands. The CDC is also looking into the possible contamination in a Taco Bell in Michigan. But nothing's certain. So take that with a grain of salt. Then wash your vegetables and take care of yourself. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews. Coming up, another hit and run with an electric bike. And, do you know, we've read a lot about how members of the House of Representatives and members of the Senate have enriched themselves over the years of serving in the United States House and the United States Senate. Lindsey Graham wasn't one of them. I will tell you how, coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I'm still hitting the stop message on these texts that I get from roofers who are going to be in my neighborhood. And, hey, we're going to be having a look at your neighbor's roof. Maybe we could have a look at yours, Lee. Now, how they got my first name, I don't know, but I have to hit the stop button on them just about each and every time and report them as spam because my roofer is Scott McCollum of McRoof. Scott McCollum doesn't have to reach out and bother you with texts and other things that way because he's already one of the most reputable roofers in the state. The state looks up to him. The insurance commissioners look up to him and his experience when it comes to not just repairing roofs, but fortifying them. And that's why your insurance company will go, oh, okay, when you tell them Scott McCollum is your roofer. Call Scott, 405-877-7663, or keep the number handy in case you do have something that comes up in the next couple of weeks or months. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, come celebrate 100 years of Route 66 and the Main Street Mural Tour with local artist at Airflow Technologies and Main Street of Yukon Saturday, July 18th, 10 to 2. Cruise on over to 315 West Main in Yukon for burgers from Big Daddy's Burger Shack, a bounce house for the kids, your chance to dunk your favorite Airflow employee, and yes, even the fancy restrooms. It's fun for the whole family, so mark your calendar and celebrate Route 66 with Airflow Technologies right on the Mother Road, 315 West Main in Yukon, Saturday, July 18th.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit okiedokiebakery.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-encroachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
To rig our democracy so that it would be hard for any Democrat in any state to win any election.
That is Elise Slotkin of Michigan speaking to a group of supporters about how she does not want the Save America Act passed because that will mean that it'll be hard for Democrats to win elections. Now, why would it be hard for Democrats to win elections if the people voting in that election have to prove that they are legally eligible to vote in that election? How is that going to make it hard for Democrats to win an election? Is it because more Democrats have people voting for them that are not legally eligible to vote for them? Because you don't hear Republicans griping about how hard it is for Republicans to get elected. Which in some districts it is, not impossible, but it is. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. What do you think of the bombings in Iraq continuing until morale improves? The 20% tax that Trump wanted to charge cargo vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, he's backing off on that. What do you think? All of the economists that said that Trump's economics were all wrong are wrong because Trump's economy is doing well. Your thoughts? And Democrats' talking points about affordability. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Roger writes, Lee, today I learned Lindsey Graham spent 31 years in Congress and recent estimates placed his net worth at about $1.4 million, far below many of his colleagues. That's prompted online discussion about how some longtime lawmakers leave office with relatively modest wealth, while others are estimated to be worth tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars. Supporters argue that net worth alone does not prove anything, since members of Congress have different careers, investments, spouses, inheritance, and financial circumstances. Critics, however, believe the wide gap raises legitimate questions about how some public officials accumulate extraordinary wealth during or after their time in office. And Roger, when you look at your net worth, so let's say Lindsey Graham maybe owns a townhouse in Washington, D.C., and then he maybe owns a home somewhere in South Carolina. Well, that's considered part of his wealth, okay? If he needed to, he could liquidate that wealth. So a lot of times when you see, a townhouse in inner city Washington, D.C. is going to be triple digits or just under. And depending on how big his home is and where it is in South Carolina, okay, it wouldn't take that much to accrue $1 million in value. But that's not $1 million in cash. Now, the problem is when you have the Nancy Pelosi's of the world who are worth 20 and 30 and 40 million, or the Alessandria Ocasio-Cortez's of the world who came into Congress worth maybe $60,000 because they didn't own anything, and we're renting an apartment somewhere in the district, and they're now worth $90 million. Those are the ones that you worry about. Now, we all know Nancy Pelosi is using inside information because her husband's a stockbroker, And she knows when certain legislation is going to affect the stock. And then he goes and he does something about it. Her husband goes and does it. And that is not illegal at this point, which, okay, good for her for manipulating the system. But if Lindsey Graham was only worth $1.4 million and he had been in Congress for 31 years, that's a man who is more concerned about service than he was about wealth. And he wasn't married. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says the U.S. will drop plans for a 20% fee on cargo ships using the Strait of Hormuz, opting instead to pursue trade and investment agreements.
We'd love to do it a different way. We'd love to invest in the United States with billions and billions of dollars. And we would like to invest tremendously in the United States as opposed to charging a fee.
The announcement came just hours before the U.S. military resumed enforcement of an Iranian blockade. Dangerous heat is building across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, with temperatures nearing 100 degrees along the I-95 corridor through Friday. Heat advisories are in effect from Boston to Philly, while parts of central and southern New Jersey are under an extreme heat warning. Wall Street closed higher.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 9 points, the S&P 500 rose 28 points, and the Nasdaq soared 233 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are asking for the public's help identifying a man accused of stealing more than $1,000 worth of merchandise from a Lowe's store near I-240 in South Santa Fe Avenue. The same suspect is reportedly connected to similar thefts at Lowe's locations in both Texas and Oklahoma. Tips can be submitted anonymously, and surveillance images have been released on the OKCPD Facebook page. The investigation continues. One person is in critical condition after a motorcycle crash at Southeast 15th and Southeastern in Oklahoma City Monday afternoon. Police initially believed the crash was fatal, but later clarified the victim survived and remains hospitalized in critical condition. The crash remains under investigation. Applications are open for volunteers who want to help with the 2028 Summer Olympics events in Oklahoma City. Organizers say the city needs between 6,000 and 8,000 volunteers for canoe slalom and softball competitions. Volunteers must be at least 18 years old, speak English, and be available for 10 shifts. Officials are especially seeking people with multilingual abilities and medical experience. Applications remain open through January, and volunteer positions are unpaid. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. MechRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. MechRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
I remember it well, and you and I are probably about the same age, so I know you remember it well along with me, and that is, it used to be you pulled into the gas station, a guy would come out, you'd tell him what you wanted, premium, ethyl, or regular, and he'd start the gas pump pumping, and then he'd wash your windshield, and then ask you to pop the hood, and then he'd check your oil, he'd check your fluid levels, all for free. Well, Frontier Auto Group still does that. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, family-oriented business, and while others are succumbing to the corporate policies that ignore the customer and you, they still look you in the eye, shake your hand, and deal with you one-on-one. And they've been the trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to keep that and support of the community. So they offer all the things I just mentioned, except with modern times, it's if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure light, or weak battery, or your air conditioning's not doing what it should do. They check all that at no charge. And they also check all of that during the regularly scheduled service visits. Make them the place where you get your, not only your new vehicle, but where you get your repairs. It is the Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, just off El Reno's Auto Alley, off Route 66 at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at OSFA.info.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Another hit-and-run accident, this time with an electric bike. Is more regulation of those things on the way? We'll talk about it as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas early on, followed by partly cloudy skies and high humidity. The temperature will drop to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Thursday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with occasional breeziness in the afternoon and a high of 88 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Other big news of the day, this afternoon, the House, just as it was about to adjourn for the day, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to lock the clock on daylight time. Now, this does not make it official, but it does send it to the Senate, who is supposed to vote on it, and the president supports it. Lee Matthews in the drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. What do you think of locking the clock? Oklahoma will go along with it. We've already passed a measure that says if the feds do it, we will do it as well. But other states will have to follow suit or decide to do what they want to do. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Ryan is in Yukon. Thank you for hanging on, Ryan.
Yes, sir. I have one brief comment, and then I'll get off the phone and listen to your response. You know, here's another reason why you can't trust Democrats, and it goes along with affordability and all the stuff you've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, all you see from AOC and Bernie, I haven't blocked them just to see if they're still alive every day.
No. I'm interested in what they think. I want to know what, you know, I pay attention to what the enemy is saying. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, all they do is say how bad billionaires are, and they condemn Elon Musk and business people. But then they say they're not paying their fair share. Well, if they're not paying their fair share, why are they charging us for all of the programs? In other words, you and I, the regular working taxpayer, why do they keep charging us for the programs that they say that the billionaires should be paying for? So that's one way that they speak out of both sides of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second point, and I know you'll agree, is if they hate billionaires so much, why do they want their money? What are they going to do? Who are they going to tax if they don't have any rich people? Because half the people in the country that earn wages don't even pay any federal taxes.
Yeah.
So that's my 2 cents.
Well, I mean, okay, if they really hate billionaires like Donald Trump, why don't they emulate Donald Trump, who, by the way, does not take a salary?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, being president of the United States, I forget what the salary is. It's
400,000.
400? 400,000?
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. It's not as much as you think it is, okay? And usually what ends up happening is whoever does get elected to president makes a lot of money in speaking fees, showing up and making speeches, writing books, writing editorials, that kind of thing. They make a lot of extra money after they finish office, more so than when they are in office. But if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez really hates billionaires and really thinks that everything that's wrong with our country is because of the rich people, well, then why is she even drawing a salary?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Because she's doing much better than the average worker.
Right. Why isn't she serving like Donald Trump is serving? He's serving and not taking a salary because he wants to serve the country. Why isn't she serving the country? And that goes back to Lindsey Graham's attitude. He was in the Air Force for many years, so he started his whole life in service of the country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. That's a good point. I appreciate you taking my call, sir.
Thank you, Ryan, for listening in UConn on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Less than 2 weeks after Edmond police warned parents about teens riding high-powered electric dirt bikes, another incident has renewed concerns about safety of electric bikes. Scooters and motorcycles are also included. Edmond police say a man was injured earlier today when he was hit from behind by a juvenile riding an e-bike on a sidewalk. The man was walking his three dogs when the e-bike struck him, police said. The pedestrian that was walking on the sidewalk was walking his three dogs when an e-bike was traveling down the sidewalk and struck him from behind, causing injuries to him. Police asked the, but you know what happened? You know what's happened to me before? I'll be running. And I'll be running along a sidewalk, and when you're running on a sidewalk, you've got to be really paying close attention. Because if you come across an expansion joint in the sidewalk that's a little unlevel, it's easy to trip. Very easy to trip. In fact, that's why if you see a runner in a neighborhood that has sidewalks and that runner's not running on the sidewalk, that's why. Because it's safer to run on the asphalt if you're in a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of traffic. If you're in a neighborhood that has a lot of traffic, believe me, I welcome that sidewalk. That's why I also am glad to see that the walking and biking trails that they've been building around town, most of them are asphalt. Because there won't be any expansion joints to trip on. Okay, so what I will end up seeing is I'll be jogging along, got my tunes in, enjoying myself, patting myself on the back for being such a good person to exercise and singing along to myself, I'm going to live forever because I take care of myself. And then there's somebody walking their dogs. I try to get out of the way because they've got their hands full with the dogs. So I try to go around by getting off the sidewalk and then go around. Well, I have people thinking they're supposed to get out of my way. So then they get out of my way and we're both off the sidewalk. So then I get back on the sidewalk. Usually by then I'm trying to stay out of the way of their dog and I trip and fall on the expansion joint. But I don't blame it on the dog walker, believe me. All right, so anyway, back to the story. Police said after reviewing ordinances and laws pertaining to specific bikes, they determined that no charges are going to be filed, but they did ask the public earlier to help to identify the juvenile rider who fled the scene after the injury collision. Edmond police said the child later returned home and told his parents about the incident, who then reported it to police. The department's main concern is preventing serious injuries or worse, and as more people share the roads and sidewalks with faster motorized devices. Now, I do have a couple kids in the neighborhood of the Matthews Mansion that have these e-bikes, and they can move along at a pretty good clip. I am pleased to see that they're not wearing just a regular old bicycle helmet. I'm seeing them wear what looks like almost a full-faced motorcycle helmet, which makes me feel a lot better, because if they can go that fast, I mean, all it would be a minor collision with a brick mailbox. And cha-ching, you're an invalid for the rest of your life. Edmond police said that they've seen injuries locally and pointed to more severe crashes nationally. Locally, the injury wrecks are not meeting what we're seeing around the country, but there have been fatal wrecks of that sort of thing, and that's the number one thing they want to prevent because they know that the kids are operating just on a sidewalk. And there are other kids in videos that are put out on social media where you can see them coming through the traffic cameras and running red lights. A local attorney said parents can face legal exposure if the child injures someone while using an electric bike or similar device. It's incumbent upon parents to work with their children because the parents can be sued for a negligent entrustment claim, which means you negligently entrusted the child who's not properly instructed or was not in a position where they knew right from wrong and what they were doing, and they injure somebody. That can become your responsibility or negligent in the entrustment case. All parents need to sit down with their kids, not just because your kid might be injured, but because they might hurt somebody else. That, according to Noble McIntyre of the McIntyre Law Firm, and he knows his stuff. So, be careful. Same with the scooters. Same with the electric motorcycles. 405-608-4377. David writes, Lee, apparently Garth Brooks wants to re-engage with all the country music fans that have turned their backs on him because of his anti-MAGA and woke views. He's been going around to other country stars begging for them to help him get back into the business that he threw in the trash can years ago. What is your response to him? Well, David, I've met Garth Brooks and I met his wife, and I think they're nice people. So I don't know that I am as harsh about his anti-MAGA-ness. If he's still anti-MAGA at this point, he needs to get over it. But I settle back on what Mick Jagger said earlier this week and what a lot of these celebrities can't seem to get through their thick skulls. You're an entertainer. Entertain. Your bread and butter is making people forget their politics, forget their troubles, forget what's going on in the outside world. They turn to you for escapism. You are selling escapism. You are not selling political theater. You are not, that is not your stock and trade. Okay, that's my stock and trade, because I'm a talk show host. My job is to talk about what's going on in the world and to have an opinion on it, and then to talk about those opinions. But as an entertainer, that's not what you are getting paid to do. And it goes all the way back to the Dixie Chicks, and since then, Bruce Springsteen, love his music, I always have, hate his politics, but a lot of people can't separate that. And so you got to remember what your bread and butter is. You are an entertainer. Entertain. Mick Jagger understood it. And Mick Jagger wants everybody to listen to his records, not just people who agree with him politically. As an entertainer, that should be your attitude as well. 405-608-4377. That's what I would tell him, David, if I had him right here in front of me. Which hadn't happened in many years. I sat down and talked to him. Oh, it must have been around 2006, 2007. And then I met his wife at a convention, and they had just got married, and she was a sweetheart, and all we did was talk about music. I talked about music with her because I know she's spent a lifetime in music, and that's what I was interested in at the time. So we didn't talk politics. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Rowdy, just leaving Chandler, Oklahoma, about making my donation.
All right, Rowdy, glad you're in Chandler and listening into Freedom 96.9.
Yeah, I caught the last part of that about the kids being responsible for their, parents being responsible for their children. I totally believe that, because too many parents take up for their children when they, should be disciplined with children. And children now are so much, my dad got my attention real easily when I was growing up.
Well, let's look at it this way. I grew up in the country. Did you grow up in the country?
I did.
Okay. I really, really wanted a go-kart. And
I had them, yeah.
Yeah, my dad died when I was young, but Mom said, you can have a go-kart, but you're going to have to pay for half of it, and you're going to have to take care of it, and I'm not going to have you tearing it up, okay? I said, sure. So cut the grass, do your chores, and save your money. And then my brother did too, so my brother and I cooperatively bought a go-kart, but we had all the property we needed to be able to safely ride that go-kart and not hurt anybody else. Now, would you have had a go-kart if you lived in town? For me, the answer would have been no, because Mom and Dad would have said, no, I don't want you running that up under somebody's car or running into somebody's flower bed or anything like that.
No, well, you know, I have a son who is well off. He lives in town. His kids have all electric scooters, the go-karts, the mini bikes, stuff like that. And their additions let them ride it in additions. There's so restrictions on that. Like, you can take a bike and put a motor on it and ride it down the street with no tag, titles, or anything, which is weird.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, I think you should be able to, you should title it stuff, but there's not. There's some little loop on there. But I think the parents should be responsible. My son is responsible for his children. He's responsible for what they do, where they go, and how they do it. And that's what it should be. And I was also, you know, talking about some of the liabilities and stuff like that. You know, a couple of things that you might want to check into is you don't put a beware of dog sign on your yard. You put a be aware of dog, because if you put a beware of dog, that means you thought you had a mean dog.
Yeah.
And if you carry a baseball bat in your car, throw a glove and a ball back there too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can always just say you're going to pick up a game. But too much of the youth today are not responsible for their actions, and too many of the parents take up for their kids when they should be disciplining their kids instead of picking them up, patting them on the little butt, and send them on their way. You know, you should have responses. I just caught the last part of that. I want to put my 2 cents in on that.
No, you and I are in agreement on that. We're in agreement on that. And, you know, there used to be Smith & Wesson used to make a sticker that said, insured by Smith & Wesson. For you to put, you know, or never mind the dog, beware the owner. I mean, that's along the same lines. I mean, that's basically implying that you want to kill somebody. So, and they could, in court, they could make that case.
I have one on my door that says, get right with Jesus, because when you come in, you're going to meet him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I guess that can be, you know, it's kind of like you know what an attractive nuisance is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get. Yeah, I think I'm just telling you, for in Oklahoma, I have the right to go through your locked gate, to go to your front door and ask you for a glass of water.
Yeah.
If I trip on the way up there in a hole that was in the ground, they call that attractive nuisance, and they can sue you. And, you know, it just you have to, what I used to tell my kids, CYOA, you know what that stands for, don't you? Okay. They even got it tattooed on the side of their side right now, you know, two of my sons do. So. And my kids had guns. My kids had guns when they were young. I mean, I'm talking real young. Of course, my oldest son is named after two guns. And so, you know, they grew up with the guns. But we did grow up. I think every child should grow up in the country. I think every child should grow up with dogs or cows or horses like that. Because the city, I just don't think the correct environment for children. But I know some people don't have the luxury. But I think every day. And I might have missed a lot of things, but there's a lot of things that I gained that a lot of sick kids won't get.
Same here. Rowdy, I got to run. Thanks for listening in. And Chandler on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. You know, the older I get, the more I get it. The more I get the way my grandparents used to gripe about aches and pains and how much it costs for them to get those aches and pains looked at or taken care of. Well, and that's because they had to pay for it themselves. Now that we've got Medicare and you're eligible for Medicare, you don't have as nearly the hassles that they had. How do you know you are eligible for Medicare? Well, born in 1961, also getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts. If you're not signed up, you need to make sure you're going to get everything that you have coming to you. And that's where the Well-Preserved Advisor Group comes in. Don't complain. Make the phone call, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Best call you can make if you're new to Medicare, 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, they'll put together a plan that works for you. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Uncontrolled bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes. The right actions can save a life. Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Our Stop the Bleed class teaches you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and control it using direct pressure, wound packing, and tourniquets until help arrives. This hands-on training gives everyday people the skills to act in emergency. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule this free training for your business, group, or organization.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's more at play here than Iran, because us being the most fierce fighting force in the history of the world, us being the world's greatest economic and military superpower, okay, there's a message being sent to the rest of the bad guys through the way we treat Iran. If we take it from Iran, that's a signal to them we might take it too. Okay, that's why the Afghan troop withdrawal was so disastrous under Biden.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I don't care, how's it gonna be?
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews.
How's it gonna
405-608-4377. And The Drive. Yet another type of taboo that seems to be not important to Generation Z. Generation Z evidently is breaking one of the most deeply rooted social taboos by openly discussing salaries, spending limits, and personal finances online. Wall Street Journal says that they discuss loud budgeting, and that's why the younger Americans are increasingly willing to make once private financial conversations public. They're reshaping the conversation around money by openly sharing budgets, financial goals, and everyday spending decisions online, like they're any other statistic, exercise statistic, or what you wanted, how you want to, what you want to acquire in your working world. The trend encourages people to be transparent about what they can and cannot afford, often by sharing budgets, financial goals, and decisions to skip expensive plans on social media. It comes as many young adults are facing high living costs, uncertainty in the labor market, and growing pressure to make financially responsible choices. That's why they should be making financially responsible choices earlier in life. That's why they should be working at some sort of job from the age of 13 on. Now, I know that that's not practicable anymore, but I think that's why we have a whole generation of people that are in their 20s and have no idea how to balance a checkbook, or have no idea what to do about savings or how to budget, because they're not used to doing it. They've had mom and dad do it for them all the way through their college career, all the way through their trade school, and and they don't know how to do it. So now they're sharing it online, which I think is terrible. You don't want anybody else knowing about some of those things, because then they know how much money you have and they know where they can get it. So don't do that. Don't do that. Joe Pags is coming up next on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Drive to work tomorrow with Aaron Brillbeck.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.